1280 AM WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Mark Kremlar. The first contest of the Republican presidential primary is just a day away, and it's weather that's on the mind of candidates. Severe cold and snow in Iowa has forced campaigns to cancel events and is raising concerns about low turnout. President Matt Morris, though, says he's still going to show up.
I feel that it's necessary to go in and do your research ahead of time to make sure you know the candidates' positions.
Former President Trump holds a commanding lead, with Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley appearing to battle for second. South Korea says North Korea has fired a ballistic missile toward the sea on Sunday, its first missile launch in about a month. A defiant Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejecting allegations by South Africa that his country is conducting a genocide of Palestinians in Gaza. Netanyahu says no one, including the UN's highest court, can stop its war against Hamas. Congressional leaders preparing another stopgap spending measures as lawmakers can't reach a consensus on a long-term plan. This is ABC News. The war between Israel and Hamas now at 100 days. More than 23,000 Palestinians have been killed while Hamas continues to hold hostages. ABC's Michelle Franzen with more.
In Washington, D.C. Saturday, a pro-Gaza rally calling for a ceasefire as the death toll rises. In the 100 days of the Israel-Hamas war, 1% of the population has died in the enclave made up of 2.3 million residents. The UN Palestinian Relief Agency estimates 1.9 million have been displaced. And with little or no food, water, or medicine, the majority are facing a looming famine. The aid shipments not enough as the fighting escalates. The U.S. pushing to get more aid in and agreement on a post-war plan for Gaza. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The Supreme Court set to take up a review of whether anti-homeless laws in a number of Western U.S. states are legal. It comes after a federal appeals court agreed with a lower court's ruling that blocked anti-camping ordinances in San Francisco. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Playing what we want.
I hate to sleep alone. I need some company, a guardian angel to keep me warm. sleep, because tomorrow might be good for something. Talking to myself in public, and dodging glances on the train. And I know they've all been talking about me. I can hear them whisper, and it makes me think there must be something wrong with me. Out of all
listening to Jack FM. We're now gluten-free.
Share, working on our night moves, teenage blues, working on a nine bus. And it was summertime. Sweet summertime, summertime. The lightning, yeah. Waited on the thunder, waited on the thunder. I woke last night to the sound of thunder. How far off, I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962. Ain't it funny how the night moves when you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves with autumn closing in.
Musk has bodyguards. Jack FM has these.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy and breezy tonight, some blowing snow with scattered flurries and a low near 5 below. Wind chill to 25 below. Wind chill advisory in effect. Staying cold and breezy tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a high near 2 above. Staying pretty dry into next week and cold. Right now, it's zero.
This bunch of songs in a row on Jag FM went to summer camp with Woody Harrelson.
No big surprise. Don't you think I know? Texting, skipping, and skipping to my new magic.
I wanna rock!
This is 103.1 Jack FM.